Good afternoon, everybody. Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the markets are opening this afternoon after we hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures were lower today based on a variety of factors. The Chinese New Year holidays this week, and so doesn't look like China's going to be big in the export market here in the U.S. or buying any U.S. or South American grain. So that caused us to be a little bit weaker today. Also, we've added rainfall for the western half of the wheat belt, which has been the driest place here in the last couple years, and they've added some for South America. Both Brazil and Argentina are looking to get a few showers, and we're a little bit late in the harvest season, but any bit of rain on the last part of their harvest will help their overall production just slightly, but any help is good. Showers aren't looking like they're going to be real heavy showers, but just enough to keep them going down the road. There's rainfall and snow forecast over the next 36 hours for western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. That's some of the driest area if you look at the drought index. And so we're really looking forward to hoping to get over 3 or 4 inches, but we'll take what we get. USDA released their annual baseline projections this morning. Kind of a surprise here. Corn came in at 96 million acres for the 2013 and 2014 growing season. And look, we're expecting like 99 million acres, so they were quite a bit below that. We had 97.2 million acres last year. They projected the crop to be 14.35 billion bushels, which would be a record by about a billion bushels, so that's pretty big. Soybean acres came in at 76 million acres, which is about average, and then wheat came in at 57.5, which is about almost 2 million acres more than last year. Most of these numbers are based on just their average change over time and what they project could happen. They're very, very rarely exactly right by any measure, but they're realizing that this wheat price, the cost to grow wheat versus what the wheat price is right now, it's favorable to plant wheat, and so that's what we're looking at here. The Monday export report that came out this morning, wheat came in at 22.4 million bushels. That was right in the middle of the range. They're looking for 15 to 24. Corn came in at 14.4, which was on the high end. They're looking for 5 to 15 million bushels. And then the soybeans came in big but relatively low compared to the estimates. They're looking for 40 to 50, and it came in at 30.1 million bushels. Overall, everything, especially the corn, we've been just a little bit behind wheat exports, corn exports, and soybeans. Corn, we're about halfway to where we need to be to get that large export number they're anticipating. But overall, that's why we were down today, and probably will be lower into the night tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Now, turning to the grain markets as they open on this Monday afternoon, looking at the Kansas City Board of Trade, wheat, the March contract is trading at 790.5. That's up 1.75. The May contract is trading at 802 even. That's up 1.75. And the December contract is showing 838 even. That's up 2.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is trading for the March contract at 742.5. That's up 1. The May contract is trading at $7.50 even. That's up 0.75 cents. And the March contract is trading at 782 even. That's down 0.25. Taking a look at corn futures on the Chicago Board of Trade this Monday evening, the March contract is trading at 702.25. That's unchanged. The May contract is trading at 701.75. That's up 0.25. And the December contract is trading at 559.25. That's up 0.5. Soybeans this evening, the March contract is trading at 1433.25. That's up 1.75. The May contract is trading at 1419.25. That's up 1.75. And the November contract is showing 1271.5. That's up 3. That's a look at your opening grain markets for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Jim Apel.